Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Thank you for joining me today. Today I'd like to talk to you about the importance of having conversations about clarity in our business. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot. As you probably tell from different episodes, I'm a thinker. I question things. I ask questions. I'm going to ask you questions in this episode again. I ask myself a lot of questions. This is how I process business. This is how I process life. This is how I process what's working, what's not. Asking questions. And when we're not asking questions about our business, I think we run into trouble. And when we're not having conversations, we're not building our businesses in community, I think we run into trouble. And when we're not looking at our business from a strategic and intentional point of view, I think we run into trouble. And so having these conversations and taking a look at our business and saying, you know, is this working? Is this not working? Am I doing this because I've been always doing it? Or is it time to move to switch things up? Is it time to move in a new direction? Is it time to become narrower in my focus of my target market? Is it time to step back a little bit and reach a broader market? When we're not asking those questions, I think we get into trouble and we run into issues in our business that if we had been looking at the clarity and the direction of our business on a regular basis, then maybe we wouldn't be in the trouble that we're in now. For years, I kept saying, you can ask my family and friends. I said this for so long. I got to the point after being in business for quite a while, and I kept saying, this isn't working. Something has to change. This business that I've created has not changed. And there's several things I think that led to me saying this. One, I wasn't doing business in community. And so I wasn't having regular conversations with people about their business, about what was working, what wasn't, what were people struggling with, what was I struggling with, and getting feedback on a regular basis. The times that my business has operated the best, the times that I've seen the most growth is when I was in community. Whether that was working with a coach that had a community that they invited their clients into, whether it was being in a mastermind, which looking back now, the most growth, sustained growth and productive growth I've had in my business has either been working one-on-one with a coach, but especially in masterminds where I was in community and talking to people about their businesses and helping them, and they in turn would help me. Entrepreneurship is hard. You know, we don't talk about that nearly enough. Entrepreneurship is also fun. It's an amazing challenge. It's an amazing growth opportunity, but it is hard. And when you are doing it alone, when you're trying to figure it all out on your own, it's hard. It's even harder to do it on your own. And it's so easy for us as women, especially as Christian women entrepreneurs with online businesses, working from home, trying to balance life and business and our faith. A lot of times we hide behind the fact that we have a business. We're supposed to be content. We're supposed to be grateful for everything. And we tend to forget that we're human, that we're growing, that we're changing, and that it's okay to have questions about our businesses. So today I'd like us to talk about three reasons that we need to have regular conversations about business clarity and direction. And this is part of what I think needs to be included in a pause and reflect routine. And I'll link to the other episodes that I've done about adding pause and reflect routines into your business. Because when we don't take the time to review our business on a regular basis, we lose sight of its vision. We lose sight of what we're trying to accomplish. I think we get lost in the details and we lose sight of the vision. And I think clarity and vision are very closely interrelated. And I think you get clear about your vision. I think you have a vision of what you're looking for and what you're being called to. And then you get clarity on how to bring that vision to life. And when you have that vision, when you have that clarity, then you have the confidence to go act on it. And so if we're not on a regular basis looking at our clarity, what do we know? What do we not know? What was working last season, but maybe not working this season? We stumble a bit and we fall behind on what's working and what's not. So the three reasons I'd like to talk about today is one, that the clarity journey never ends. And this is similar to the advice I've given my website clients for many years. And I tell them, before we get started here, I want you to know that a website is never done. So that's good news and bad news. The good news it means is that you do not have to have your website all figured out by the time you launch your website. You don't need all the bells and whistles. You don't even need fancy dancy designs. You just need a clear website that explains what you do and who you do it for. And then you update it in phases as you figure things out. On the flip side, the bad news is a website is never done. So you do need to go back and you need to add new content. You need to make sure it's updated to include your current services and your current offerings. It's going to need a refresh from time to time in terms of design and swapping out pictures. You maybe even need a full refresh of your website. The clarity journey, I don't think is that much difference. A clarity journey is never done. So again, the good news is you do not have to have everything figured out for the next phase of your business. You might consider it an evolution. You may call it an elevated type of service. You may consider it moving from a generalist to a specialist, or a lot of us have moved from a VA or a website background, or moving into a coaching focus. And because of that, again, you don't have to have it all figured out from the get-go, but you do need to act on what you do know and keep moving forward. But also, I don't know that it's necessarily bad news in this case, but a clarity journey is never done. So you do need to revisit your clarity. You do need to revisit your vision. You need to go and step back and take a look. Am I on track? Am I taking the steps I need to bring this vision I have for my business to life? So when you are not taking time to take a look at where we are on our business clarity journey, I think we can get lost in the weeds. I think we can get lost by the bright, shiny objects. We get distracted by all the offers that come at us from different coaches and social media influencers are telling us, well, if you're not doing this, you're missing out. Or if you're doing this, you're doing it wrong. One, I don't think there's a cookie cutter solution from everyone. I think everybody's business, life, personality is unique and that we need to find what works for you. And then we also need to find what works for me. In my Business Clarity Breakthrough Program, I have my clients put together at the end of their program what I call a business clarity map. And this is not a one and done map. This is a map of what they know right now, now that we've gone through coaching. And what you understand at the end of the program is huge. And you can take action on what you know. But then I think you need to go back and update it at least quarterly during your quarterly business review and go back. And what did I learn about my business in the last quarter? What have I learned about what I understand about my business, about me as an entrepreneur, about the people I serve? Because if we're not learning some of these things along the way, we're static. We want a dynamic business, not something that needs to be reinvented every few months, but we need to find a way of taking a look at what we know about our business right now and understanding that we're going to learn more, that as we take action, as we serve, as we develop new skills, our businesses is going to change as we change. And we need to make sure that our business is keeping up to us. Because I think a lot of times when we're struggling with our business, we're struggling with clarity in our direction. A lot of times we've made it to step 7 in this journey and we look back and our business is stuck back on step 4 or 5. And so there's that disconnect between where the business sits and now where our interests and our skills and our ability sits, and there's that disconnect because we're not in alignment and our business is not keeping up with us. So when we're not taking the time to review our clarity, the clarity we have about our business, the vision of where we want to take our business, I think we run into trouble. And then also the second reason is that I think seeking clarity keeps us from getting lazy. And by lazy, I mean that we just start to go with the flow, never questioning anything. And if we continue down that path of not reviewing, of not asking questions, those bright, shiny objects can really keep us from moving forward. And all of a sudden, we have our fingers in about 10 different pies when we really should be focusing on the pie right in front of us. Now I'm getting making myself hungry. But we need to narrow our focus. And so, because we can't do 10 things well, we can do one or two things really well. And even between those one or two things, we have a priority focus. So when we are constantly reviewing, or not constantly, but when we're regularly reviewing our business clarity, what we know about our business, what's working, what's not, it keeps us working in our business and on our business with an intentional, purposeful mindset that we're able to act strategically instead of being reacting day in and day out. Because when we're constantly reacting to the fires that we need to put out, or we're reacting to a change in the marketplace, and that's all we're doing, that's what leads a lot of us to burnout. Or we get distracted because we've forgotten the vision of our business. And so we're trying this class over here, this coach over here, this training program over here. And pretty soon we have so much input that our brains are scrambled and we don't know what the next step is. And we lose that clarity. Early on in my business, in my entrepreneurial journey, I asked a lot of coaches, how do you find the vision for your business? And then how do you keep it? And it got very frustrating because a lot of the coaches that I asked did not have an answer for me. And it's only been since I've gone on this deep dive clarity journey over the last several years for myself that I've been able to find the answer. It is going through a clarity journey and asking better, deeper questions to get to the heart of who you are as an entrepreneur. To get to a full understanding, or at least a good understanding, of the calling that has been placed on your heart and how you've been called to serve. And once you understand that, you create a business clarity map. I think you have to have it written out, and so that you remember that you can go back to that map and say, this is where I am. This is what I've been called to do. This is the problem I solve. These are the people that I serve. When you have that living document gets updated because you are reviewing it and updating on a regular basis. But the core vision of where you're headed is clear, but you have clarity on the steps it's going to take for you to get there. That is where we can avoid burnout. That is where we can avoid a lot of the bright, shiny objects. Not to say that they're all going to disappear. I still fall prey to fun, bright, shiny objects. But when I circle back to my business clarity map, my core purpose of why I'm in business and why I'm called to do what I do, I can bring myself back onto the proper focus and the proper course a lot faster than I used to. Because I know now the work that I'm called to do. I know the problem that I solve. I know how I help people get there. I am a coach. I'm a gentle business coach, and I help women find the clarity and direction they're looking for in their business by getting to know them at a deeper level and by asking better, deeper questions. How I deliver that may change over time, and it has over the last couple of years. But I know the direction I'm headed because I constantly go back to what I know, to my business clarity map, and I understand where I'm headed. And if I didn't have that, I could easily get lazy. I could just settle for the status quo and always feel uneasy, like there's a disconnect, that I've created a job that is just draining me instead of really helping me feel alive and in my calling and in my skill set and in the skills and talents that I have been given. And so when we don't review, when we don't go back and look at our clarity journey and where we are and how we're doing in our business, I think we get lazy. But I also think not just lazy, I think we get to the point where we are uninspired. And when we're not inspired to continue our own journey, it's really hard to inspire others. Now, does this mean that we have to have an aligned business to have a successful business? No, I think you can have a successful business that is not an aligned business, but I don't think it's as fulfilling and as purposeful as a business that is aligned to your skills, your talents, the calling on your heart, where God has called you to serve others. And having that and understanding that, I think that changes things. And we want more for ourselves and we want more for our businesses. And when we want more, As Christian women entrepreneurs, a lot of times that makes us feel guilty. And a lot of times that makes us feel like we're being ungrateful. And I think a lot of us are worried about what our friends and family are going to say because we want more. We want to be challenged more. We want to grow more. We want to serve more. And, you know, a lot of times we want to make more money and to help our families, to help make an impact in our communities. And that's a conversation for another day. But admitting that we want to make more money is often hard for women entrepreneurs, and especially Christian women entrepreneurs, because we don't want money to be the focus of our business. However, without making money, we don't have a business. We have an expensive hobby. You've probably heard that one before. And also the impact and change that we want to see in our families' lives, in our community, and the organizations that we believe in, it's hard for us to make some of that impact that they need and that give that financial assistance that they need without making money. And when we don't have the clarity to move our businesses forward, to generate more income, we're reducing the impact, I believe, that we can have on the world around us. But again, I will get off that soapbox for a moment. That's probably a conversation we should have at a later date. But I do think that the clarity that we're looking for in our business does directly impact the income that we can generate in our business. Because if we are being strategic, if we are being intentional, if we are being purposeful, if we are being faithful into the direction and that's been laid on our hearts and the calling on our hearts, I do think there is a financial reward at the end. And it may not be immediate, but I do think it is there. Number three is I think we need to have clarity conversations in community and express the doubts about our clarity or express our frustrations about our clarity and what is going on or what is not going on in our business to let the women around us know that it's okay to have these questions. Too often we hide behind, I don't have the right skill set or I don't have the right social proof or I haven't worked with enough clients to know how clear I am about my business journey. Or the fact that you have grown or that you're in a new season and your business needs to change and keep up and grow with it. And I think we need to have these conversations. I think we need to talk about it openly so that other women understand that it's okay and actually normal to have questions about your business. Not only do I think it's okay, I think it's actually healthy to question your business. Are you doing things strategically? Are you working smarter, not harder? Are you trying to do too much? And if we don't have these conversations, I think the women around us are not seeing the confusion that we're having. They're feeling like they are the only ones experiencing these doubts and these confusions and are afraid to speak up and say anything about it. And so when those of us who have been in business long enough who know that business changes, we know that we have to seek clarity, that we know that we have to revisit our clarity journey and understand where we are on our journey, we know that when we get in community, in the right community, the safe community, we can talk about these doubts, we can talk about these questions in a very healthy, life-giving way, and we can help each other grow and move past those doubts or through those doubts and those questionings and those seasons. Because not every season of entrepreneurship is rainbows and unicorns. A lot of times it is sledging through the deep water trying to find the other shore. And it's so much easier to go through that, those hard times, when we are surrounded by community. So I think it's important that we gather in community and that we support each other through the doubts and have a safe place to say, I am struggling, I am doubting, I am wondering about my business. What do you think about this idea? What would you advise me to do? And if we don't have that safe place to express those doubts, it's a very isolating experience emotionally and mentally to go on that doubt journey alone. And so I do think we need to have a safe place and a safe community where we can express these questions. That is one reason I started the Sela Mastermind. I wanted to create a community where women could come in and just talk about business with other women in the same or similar season of life and be able to express what was going on in their business. That desire has grown. It's now grown into my business clarity breakthrough because I was seeing what was happening in the mastermind and I saw that a lot of women need this one-on-one attention to be able to express those doubts, again, in a safe environment where they're not going to have the eye roll, or they're not going to have cookie cutter solutions, or even say, you know what, you just need to have this, or you just need to do this, and everything will be solved and hunky-dory. I don't think that's the right answer for most of us, especially those of us who've been in business for a while, and we have tried the gurus, we have tried the way of the courses, the popular course of the day, and it haven't worked for us. And so when we have those doubts and we've tried all these things, having a safe place to ask these questions is a game changer. And because of this, I'm actually starting a new program that I'm introducing here today, and I'll be talking about it more in the weeks to come, but it's called Clarity Conversations. And right now, as of this recording, this will be a once a month event for a small group of women that will come together and we'll talk about the clarity journey, about the doubts we've had in our businesses, and what are some of the steps that we need to take to get out of doubt, to get out of confusion. And I want this to be a small, intimate gathering of a few women at a time, probably 10 to 12 women at a time. This is an experiment. But I think we don't talk about doubts, and I don't think we talk about confusion about our business nearly enough. And this is a passion topic for me. I love talking to women about their businesses and where they're stuck and what we can do to help them get unstuck. And that is the goal of these Clarity Conversations. This will be a no-charge event. It will be limited to a small group of women because I want it to be a safe place for you to come and ask questions. What does it take to find clarity? What does it take to review your clarity journey? What does it take to find a community or start your own community where you can have doubts and not wonder what everybody else's reaction is going to be? I would love to create an environment where you feel safe to come in and say, I have these doubts. What do you think? I have these doubts. What do you think my next steps are? So if you'd be interested in joining this first one will be probably about the third week in April. This is April 2024. And I would love to have you join us. I'd love to have you join us for this inaugural Clarity Conversation. If you would like to sign up for this, again, it's a free, no charge event, but I want to normalize us having conversations, healthy conversations about the business clarity journey. You can find more about this new group, this new conversation opportunity at celastudios.co/conversations. And again, I just want to encourage you that if your business isn't fitting quite right, if you feel like something's just off and you can't quite put your finger on it, nothing is wrong. You're normal. It means you're growing. It means you're changing. And I just want to encourage you to don't stuff it away and shove it in a box and ignore it. Pull it out and examine it. Pull it out and ask questions. Why isn't this working? And if you need to, find somebody to talk to, a mastermind, or hire a coach who can walk you through these questions. Because the sooner you do, the sooner you're going to find the clarity you're looking for, or you're going to find the support at least of somebody who gets it, who's been there, and is going to understand that what you're going through was a tough season, and it's going to support you and walk you through it. Don't do the doubt and the confusion about the vision and the clarity you're longing for in your business. Don't do it alone. Find somebody you can talk to and share that with. If you'd like to join me in this Clarity Conversation, you can check this out at celastudios.co/conversations. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.